Chapter 2.
Since that all went so wonderfully, how about coming with me to my family's party instead?
Nervousness shocked through Anakin's core the moment the question left his mouth. He had been thinking about asking Obi-Wan to come to his family party since before they had arrived at his grandfather's house, but he'd been too hesitant to bring it up. It felt as though he would be overstepping some unspoken boundary by asking Obi-Wan to come to his mother's house with him. After all, they weren't actually dating. Anakin didn't even know if he'd get to see Obi-Wan again after today, but he wanted to. He wanted it more than he had wanted anything in a long time. The silence grated on Anakin until he couldn't stand it any longer. It was now or never. Though, he probably could have asked Obi-Wan in a less dramatic way, but he was worried he wouldn't get an answer in time. Instead of answering Anakin's question, Obi-Wan stared at him, a dumbfounded expression on his face. Obi-Wan's hesitation amplified Anakin's doubts by 1,000, and his words began to rush out of him.
I need to know. If I take the next exit, we can go to my mother's.
With each fumbled phrase fleeing from his mouth, he could feel the regret building at even having asked the question. It was ridiculous to think anything more could come of this.
Oh, Anakin, I couldn't impose on your family like that. Not after everything I just put you through at mine. Obi-Wan finally answered.
All right, well, remember how you owe me one? I'm cashing in now.
Anakin tapped nervously on the steering wheel as he continued.
Come to my mom's house with me. I want to make up for how things went. I feel like it's my fault.
It wasn't your fault at all. I'm the one who caught you tangled up in that mess, Obi-Wan tried to argue. I should have known better. I tolerated far too much for too long.
That did nothing to assuage Anakin's guilt.
Still, I feel like it's partially my fault.
Anakin wanted to make things right. He wanted to chase away the shadows in Obi-Wan's eyes and see the way they twinkled when he laughed. He wanted to bring back that easy banter of their car ride earlier to ease his mind of how equally guilty he was in creating the Christmas chaos at his grandfather's. Obi-Wan seemed hesitant to give Anakin an answer, so he tried to put on his best puppy dog eyes that Padme always complained were impossible to deny.
Please?
All right, if you insist.
Obi-Wan finally relented with an exasperated sigh. Anakin couldn't resist doing a small fist pump in victory, and he caught the way Obi-Wan smiled warmly at him afterward. He tried to calm the fluttering in his chest as he merged his car back onto the highway.
Play it cool, Anakin. You're only taking him to your mom's house.
And then reality hit him. He was taking Obi-Wan to meet his mother.
Is there anything I need to know before meeting your family? Obi-Wan asked.
Only that my mom will try to immediately adopt you, like she does every friend I bring home, Anakin answered, a fond smile tugging at his mouth. She mothers everyone. Don't even try to resist. It's futile.
Turning onto the exit ramp, Anakin's muscle memory led him through familiar streets as trees and buildings zipped by on the way to his mother's house. He started tapping his fingers on the steering wheel again the closer they got, nervous energy close to overflowing as he pulled into the short driveway. Anakin couldn't help but feel self-conscious considering they had just come from a literal mansion. He looked to Obi-Wan, trying to get a read on his thoughts. The fading sun of the afternoon caught in Obi-Wan's eyes, shimmering against his irises like the glimmer of the ocean, and Anakin got lost in the clear blue depths.
The decorations are lovely, Obi-Wan commented, snapping Anakin back to Earth.
Oh yeah, they're nice, Anakin said lamely.
His mother had put up the usual icicle lights and the battery-operated candlesticks in the windows. He always thought they made the place homier. They trudged through the freshly fallen snow towards the house, and they'd hardly made it to the front door before it swung open.
Annie, you're early, his mother exclaimed before wrapping him in a warm hug. I wasn't expecting you until around 5.
Yeah, well, I was already in the area, so I figured I'd just come early.
And you brought company? Shmi's attention turned to Obi-Wan.
Mom, this is Obi-Wan,
Anakin introduced the older man, as Obi-Wan stepped forward to shake Shmi's hand.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mrs. Skywalker,
Anakin knew that Obi-Wan had won his mother over with just that single brilliant smile on his face. Hell, that smile would win anyone over. "Please call me Shmi. There's never been a Mr. Skywalker anyway," she added with a laugh. "My apologies, I shouldn't have assumed," Obi-Wan started. But Shmi brushed it off, smiling warmly at him. "No offense taken, dear, but please, boys, come inside. It's freezing out." Shmi ushered them into the house. "Anakin, where's your hat? You'll catch a cold running around like that." After they stepped inside the house, Anakin took their coats and scarves to toss them in his old room. It had been a while since he'd lived here, but his old band and movie posters still adorned the walls, and the patched-up worn quilt on his bed was still the same. It would always feel familiar in a way only home could be. As Anakin set their belongings on his bed, his heart flipped at the sight of Obi-Wan's things next to his own. Warmth blossomed in Anakin's chest, knowing Obi-Wan was next to him now, at least in a manner of speaking, and no longer staring from across the room at a party, both of them too nervous to say anything to each other. It felt like Anakin finally had a chance now, that maybe if he were lucky, this could turn into something more. But he shouldn't get too ahead of himself. Their little act was already over, and Anakin wasn't entirely sure why he had felt so compelled to invite Obi-Wan to his family Christmas. Well, other than desperately clinging to every shred of hope that all of Obi-Wan's lingering glances and touches meant something more. When Anakin emerged from his bedroom, Obi-Wan was standing around awkwardly in the living room, looking at the framed photos from his childhood on the fireplace mantel. Of course, Obi-Wan had managed to find those within 5 minutes of walking into his mother's house. Anakin felt his cheeks flush in embarrassment. "Your hair was so light," Obi-Wan commented, nodding to a photo of Anakin from a go-kart race when he was about 10.
"Yeah, I don't spend as much time in the sun anymore."
Anakin bit back a grimace at his awful bowl cut in the photo. At least there weren't any cheesy school pictures on display.
"Hey,"
Anakin got Obi-Wan's attention by gently touching his arm.
"I'm gonna go see if Mom needs any help."
He regretted the idea of leaving Obi-Wan by himself, not wanting to desert him in an unfamiliar house. But when Anakin headed towards the kitchen, Obi-Wan followed closely behind him. Hearing the faint footsteps of Obi-Wan behind him made Anakin's heart swell, imagining him as an adorable puppy following him around. Shmi was multitasking about half a dozen things at once, and Anakin felt a pang of guilt seeing how hard she was working as always. "Things are hardly ready. I wish you had called ahead," she chided him as she put a covered casserole dish in the oven.
"I'm sorry. What can I help with?"
Anakin asked as he rolled up his sleeves a bit. She directed him to a pot on the stove that needed attention, and Anakin got to it. He always enjoyed helping his mother in the kitchen, and even though he'd just eaten a few hours ago, the smell of familiar home-cooked food made his mouth water. Anakin turned to check on Obi-Wan because he was being oddly quiet, and found him standing back a bit, seemingly unsure about something. When Anakin caught his gaze, Obi-Wan smiled sheepishly.
"I'm not the greatest cook, but is there anything I can help with?"
"Just have a seat and make yourself comfortable. You're a guest in my house. Annie and I have this under control," Shmi waved off his help, but that didn't seem to ease whatever was bothering Obi-Wan.
"If my presence is an imposition, I can call a lift or something. I don't want to cause you all any trouble."
Anakin's heart plummeted at hearing Obi-Wan's words, and he immediately stopped what he was doing. Anakin's mouth tried forming the words to plead with Obi-Wan to stay, but they all refused to leave his lips. Before Anakin was able to say anything, his mother jumped in to save him. "Nonsense," Shmi leveled Obi-Wan with that look Anakin had been on the receiving end of countless times. "Anakin's friends are always welcome in this house." It seemed just like everyone else, Obi-Wan too was powerless when faced with Shmi Skywalker. He merely nodded in understanding before adding, "I'll just be out in the living room then." Relieved his mother had convinced Obi-Wan to stay, Anakin turned back to his task, but his relief was short-lived as suddenly his mother's focus was on him instead.
"So, he seems lovely," Shmi started, and Anakin dreaded where she was going with this. "Where have you been hiding him?"
Knowing his mom would see straight through any lies Anakin tried to hide behind, he decided to go a more honest route with his answer.
"I haven't been hiding him. Oh, we only met recently. He's friends with Padme's girlfriend."
"And you two are spending Christmas together?" She raised an eyebrow at him. "What brought that on?"
Anakin sighed. He hoped Obi-Wan couldn't hear their conversation from the other room.
It's a long story.
Catch your mother up on it.
Well...
Anakin wondered what exactly he should tell his mother about everything that had happened. He didn't want her trying to play matchmaker the rest of the night.
I went with Obi-Wan to his grandfather's Christmas get-together, whatever the hell it was, you know, for solidarity. Except it didn't go too well. I don't think we'll be welcomed back, like, ever.
Shmi hummed, listening to his explanation. So are you two...
Are we what?
Anakin played dumb, hoping she'd leave the topic alone. You know, seeing each other, dating, whatever you kids call it now. His mom was clearly teasing him at this point.
No, no, it's not like that.
The answer pained Anakin to admit, given how much he wished they were actually dating. Well, why don't you? Just look at him. If it was possible to spontaneously combust from embarrassment, Anakin was close to it. His mother paid no heed as she continued with a warm laugh. And I think he's the most polite date you've ever brought home.
You hardly even know him, Anakin pointed out.
And you don't either, yet look at you practically in love with him already. It's written all over your face, Shmi countered, gesturing at Anakin with the ladle she was holding. If Anakin was that obvious, Obi-Wan must have noticed too. Nervous butterflies filled his stomach at the very thought. A mother can always tell, Shmi said, a twinkle in her eye. Don't let this one get away, Annie. Anakin opened his mouth to argue with his mother out of habit, but the doorbell rang, saving him from further scrutiny as he hurried to answer the door. Obi-Wan was already opening the door by the time Anakin reached the living room.
Merry Christmas!
Ahsoka shouted the moment the door was open, but her energy quickly deflated.
And you're not Anakin.
No, not quite, Obi-Wan chuckled at her enthusiasm before he stepped back for Ahsoka and Rex to enter the house. Anakin practically slid across the hardwood floor trying to get to them before Ahsoka could say anything else that might be incriminating.
Oh, you're the guy who...
Not a moment too soon, Anakin crashed into Ahsoka and wrapped her up in a big hug, smothering her face in his sweater to cut off her sentence.
Ahsoka, and you managed to drag Rex along this year.
He waved at Rex, but his friend only managed a nod in response, his hands full of gifts. Ahsoka managed to wiggle out of Anakin's embrace, accidentally knocking off one of her little Santa hats from her braided buns in the process. She rolled her eyes before scooping her hat off the floor and tugging it back on top of her hair with a flourish. Only Ahsoka could make wearing two Santa hats look good. Anakin introduced Obi-Wan to his friends, and he was relieved Ahsoka and Rex didn't let it slip that they both already had a fair idea of who he was. His crush on Satine's friend had become something of a running joke between their group, and they relentlessly teased Anakin whenever they'd catch him mooning over the man from across the room. They also knew about the arrangement, since Anakin had spammed their group text only moments after Padme had called him about Obi-Wan needing a date. Ahsoka followed Anakin as he took their coats, and once they were out of earshot, she turned to him with an incredulous look.
"What's he doing here?" she asked in a hushed whisper. I'll tell you later, but Snips, for once in your life, please don't make it your mission to embarrass me.
He knew it was a futile request.
You manage that well enough on your own, Sky Guy,
Ahsoka retorted, giving him a light punch in the arm before they headed back to the living room together.
That's quite a festive look. I'm feeling a bit underdressed for the occasion now, Obi-Wan complimented Ahsoka's outfit.
Aside from the double Santa hats, she was also wearing a fantastically gaudy Christmas tree sweater that had tinsel and ornaments on it.
Oh, check this out, Ahsoka said excitedly as she reached into her pocket and flipped a switch, lighting up the tree on her sweater.
Obi-Wan burst into laughter, and Anakin was once again mesmerized by the sparkle it brought to his beautiful eyes, and the way his whole face seemed to light up. Relief flooded his mind at seeing Obi-Wan begin to relax after the catastrophe that was their visit with his grandfather. But Anakin snapped out of his reverie when he noticed the questioning look Rex was giving him. He elbowed Rex in the side and shot him a warning glare, to which Rex responded by raising his hands innocently. Anakin couldn't help but laugh at his expression as he threw an arm around his friend's shoulders.
How'd you get out of wearing an ugly sweater?
The matching one she bought for Barriss didn't exactly fit me, Rex answered with a chuckle.
Oh, where is Barriss anyway? I thought she was coming with you this year, Anakin asked Ahsoka,
peeking out the window to make sure her girlfriend wasn't lingering outside for some reason.
Something came up with her family, so she couldn't make it,
Ahsoka murmured, expression turning crestfallen. What a shame, Shmi commented as she popped out of the kitchen to see their newly arrived guests. I'll have to put together a box of cookies for her. A smile brighter than the lights on Ahsoka's sweater lit up her face before she hugged Shmi warmly. She'd love that. When Ahsoka let go, Shmi turned and pulled Rex into a hug too. I'll put together something for your brothers as well.
Thank you. Fives nearly had me on the chopping block when I didn't bring any home last year, Rex laughed.
Shmi patted his arm with a wink. I'll throw some fudge in there too. Anakin noticed the way Obi-Wan was standing off to the side, staying out of the way as he watched Anakin's little patchwork family. The man looked as though he felt out of place, unsure of what to do with himself, so Anakin sidled up next to him, hoping to make him feel included. He was about to ask Obi-Wan how he was faring when his mother called out to him. Annie, could you and Obi-Wan set the table? Dinner should be ready in a few minutes. Somehow, that was the way they ended up alone in the kitchen together while everyone else conveniently had something to take care of in the other room. He shuddered to think what they could possibly be plotting. At least no one had made any mistletoe jokes yet. You didn't mention your friends would be here, Obi-Wan said as Anakin handed him the plates to put out on the table.
Yeah, Ahsoka comes over every year, and usually Rex or someone else tags along too.
Anakin hesitated for a moment before deciding that he was comfortable enough with Obi-Wan to tell him more.
Honestly, she's the closest thing I have to a sibling, and she doesn't have any family around here, so she's just part of ours now.
There was a distant, almost wistful look in Obi-Wan's eyes as he listened to Anakin. That sounds lovely.
It is, Anakin agreed before adding. But she's got the annoying little sister act down a little too well.
That earned him more laughter from Obi-Wan, and Anakin let himself get lost in the warmth of the sound. He could gladly listen to it forever, basking in Obi-Wan's laughter like a cozy blanket wrapped around his shoulders. Eventually, everyone else wandered back into the kitchen, and dinner was fairly uneventful, much to Anakin's relief. The conversation was friendly, and Obi-Wan seemed to be getting along well with Anakin's family. Anakin might have even said Obi-Wan was enjoying himself. Even Ahsoka was on her best behavior, until she suddenly kicked Anakin in the shin underneath the table. The sudden jolt of pain sent Anakin into a coughing fit as he tried to keep his food from going down the wrong pipe. Are you all right? Obi-Wan's voice was laced with concern. Anakin tried to respond to him, but it only came out as a wheeze that sounded so much worse than it actually felt. Obi-Wan urgently pushed Anakin's glass of water closer to him and began rubbing soothing circles on his back as he drank. After Anakin downed nearly half the glass, the coughing finally subsided. He could feel Obi-Wan carefully watching him the entire time, and he wasn't sure what made his cheeks more red, the coughing or having Obi-Wan's undivided attention on him.
I'm okay,
Anakin's voice was ragged. Once Obi-Wan pulled away, Anakin immediately missed the reassuring weight of Obi-Wan's palm against his back.
That came out of nowhere,
he punctuated the sentence with a glare in Ahsoka's direction, as she waggled her eyebrows, looking way too smug. Anakin waited for an opportune moment when Ahsoka was taking a drink to kick her in retaliation, causing her to sputter while Rex rolled his eyes at the two of them. She glowered at him as she wiped her face, and Anakin pretended not to notice. Anakin waited for an opportune moment when Ahsoka was taking a drink to kick her in retaliation, causing her to sputter while Rex rolled his eyes at the two of them. She glowered at him as she wiped her face, and Anakin pretended to not notice. After dinner, Ahsoka and Anakin helped clean up the kitchen. Obi-Wan had attempted to assist, but Shmi shooed him away the moment he offered. Once everything was finished, Ahsoka broke out a large tin of gingerbread cookies, grabbing one covered in icing and cheerily biting the head off with a hum of contentment.
Hey, Snips, are there any of those left for me to decorate, or did you unabashedly slather icing on all of them?
Anakin asked as he flicked the pom-pom on one of her Santa hats. He hated that he'd been too busy to come over and bake cookies with his mom and Ahsoka this year. Someday, you'll learn to appreciate my perfect ratio of icing to cookie, she sighed dramatically before continuing. Yeah, we set some aside for you in the smaller tin. As Anakin gathered the undecorated cookies and icing his mom had set out on the counter earlier, an idea began to form in his mind. He grabbed an extra dessert plate before returning to the table and setting it down in front of Obi-Wan. Oh, am I partaking in decorating as well? Obi-Wan asked, quirking an eyebrow at Anakin.
He wanted nothing more than to soak up and enjoy every possible moment with Obi-Wan that he could get tonight. Anakin fiddled with the cookie tin while he answered,
"Yeah, it'll be fun. If you want, that is. You don't have to."
"No need to break out the puppy dog eyes again, Anakin," Obi-Wan told him with something resembling fondness already in the crinkle of his eyes as he smiled warmly. Anakin's mind promptly went blank, and his heart pounded wildly in his chest as he stared at the beautiful man next to him, the man who was looking at him like that, and smiling at him in a way Anakin wanted to capture forever. The sound of someone clearing their throat brought Anakin back to reality, where Obi-Wan was patiently waiting for him to pass some icing over. He wasn't sure if the blush dusting Obi-Wan's cheeks was just his imagination or not, but Anakin hoped it was real as Obi-Wan finally tore his eyes away to pick out a tree-shaped cookie from the tin. Pushing whatever the hell that was aside, Anakin contemplated the choices of colors before selecting some white and yellow icing and a gingerbread man. He wanted to surprise Obi-Wan and maybe, hopefully, try to get his feelings across without the words he was too nervous to say aloud. And hopefully Obi-Wan wouldn't be weirded out by the gesture of Anakin decorating a cookie in his likeness. Padme always said Anakin's grand gestures tended to be a bit, hit or miss. Despite any disclaimers Obi-Wan muttered about having not done this since he was a child, he was clearly in his element. It was hard for Anakin to not lose himself in watching Obi-Wan's careful and meticulous movements as he iced the tree and added details to it. He wondered how much of this was natural and how much of it came from his years at the library honing his skills in the kids' crafting events.
"Do you ever do this with the library kids?" Anakin asked, impressed by how nicely the tree turned out.
"No," Obi-Wan laughed as he added the last touches to the cookie, a few dots of red as ornaments. "The glitter was bad enough. Just imagine what they could get up to with sprinkles and copious amounts of sugar." Anakin was nervous to reveal his little Obi-Wan gingerbread cookie to the man himself, especially after seeing the absolutely perfect tree Obi-Wan had created. He looked down at his own cookie. The hair was a bit wonky and the sweater was uneven, but it was the best he could manage using a knife to spread the icing.
"Well, we didn't really have a color that matched your hair, but..."
Anakin trailed off as he presented his plate to Obi-Wan for him to see. Obi-Wan froze, staring at the little cookie. It was as though a swarm of butterflies was fluttering in Anakin's stomach as he waited for Obi-Wan's response, intently watching his face for any hint of a reaction, positive or otherwise.
"It's me," he finally said, voice barely above a whisper.
"I tried, but he's not quite as cute as the person he's based on."
Anakin felt the flesh creep up his neck and color his cheeks. If Obi-Wan wasn't aware of his feelings by now, he wasn't sure how else to convey them aside from blunt honesty.
"I love it. No one's allowed to eat this one. It's mine," Obi-Wan finally found his words, and Anakin couldn't help but beam with pride.
Anakin also couldn't help but notice that when Obi-Wan smiled, it was while looking up at him, the gingerbread imitation long forgotten. Ahsoka feigned a gagging noise as she got up from the table, scrunching her nose up at them before stating excitedly,
"Is it time for presents yet?"
They migrated into the living room to gather around the little tree his mom put up every year. There wasn't much seating, so Anakin and Obi-Wan wound up on the old love seat together, thighs pressed together in a way that made Anakin's heart race. Obi-Wan was so warm. Anakin had noticed it earlier at his grandfather's house when they had briefly gotten to sit right next to each other. He had been a spark away from igniting when Obi-Wan had put his hand on his knee earlier, and sitting together on the love seat brought that rush back again. But this time, it was also different. There was something softer about it. It wasn't a performance anymore. His family wasn't an audience they had something to prove to. This was Obi-Wan genuinely choosing to be beside Anakin. A soft tenderness blossomed in his chest, filling his entire body with warmth and affection for his crush who had become so much more in just one day together. He couldn't call it falling in love, not quite yet, but it felt like the beginning of that path. It was like walking along a precipice, a step away from taking the plunge but too afraid to fall alone. All he needed was one small tug from someone who was willing to fall hand in hand alongside him. So he waited for Obi-Wan to fall with him. Anakin let his hand drift towards Obi-Wan, wondering if he too were waiting for a sign. He wanted to give him that chance. He wanted Obi-Wan to know. For a brief moment, Obi-Wan's hand brushed against his own and Anakin's breath hitched at the contact. His heart skipped a beat as he waited to see if Obi-Wan would hold his hand, allow him to feel the warmth of the smallest touch points of their skin pressed together. He waited to see if Obi-Wan would take that leap with him. Suddenly, a gift bag was unceremoniously dropped into Anakin's lap without warning, breaking his perceived moment with Obi-Wan. Though he almost didn't mind when Obi-Wan chuckled at the way Anakin jumped at being startled. Ahsoka turned on some festive music and passed out the presents, though Anakin felt bad knowing there wasn't anything for Obi-Wan in the smattering of gifts underneath the tree. But it wasn't as though Anakin could have predicted his Christmas being like this a week ago when he dropped off his presents. He would have never imagined in a million years that he'd be pressed up against Obi-Wan on the couch in his mother's house of all places. He would just have to find a way to make it up to him somehow, if Obi-Wan was willing, that is. Anakin couldn't help but think about how the atmosphere was so different than it had been at Count Dooku's house. He'd always known his mother to be the most loving and caring person, not just with him, but with his friends, too. She'd always treated Anakin's friends as part of their family, to the point where it felt as though it were true on days like this. Occasionally, he glanced at Obi-Wan beside him, trying to get a read on how he was feeling. The man was all polite smiles and laughter whenever someone made a joke, and Anakin hoped that he'd managed to help salvage some of the holiday for him. There was a gentle pat on Anakin's leg to get his attention. He looked at Obi-Wan questioningly as the man moved to stand up. Before Anakin could ask where he was going, Obi-Wan gave him a reassuring smile and whispered, "I'll be right back." He wandered off towards the hallway, and Anakin didn't think much of it. Ahsoka had a knowing smirk on her face as she watched Anakin from across the room.
"Can it, Snips?"
"I didn't say a word," she responded demurely, suddenly the very picture of innocence.
"I thought you two weren't dating," Rex chimed in, voice hushed to keep Obi-Wan from overhearing wherever he had gone. Anakin groaned in exasperation.
"We're not! And please drop it, he could come back any second."
Shmi changed the subject mercifully, asking Ahsoka about how her final year of college was going, though not without giving Anakin a wink. He sank down as far as he possibly could into the couch cushions, mortified that his own mother had to save him from the emotional turmoil brought on by his friends. Though at least Obi-Wan already seemed to have her approval, there was some relief for Anakin in that. Lost in his thoughts and the chatter of his loved ones around him, Anakin wasn't sure how much time had passed before he realized Obi-Wan hadn't returned yet. That was odd. "Should you go check on him?" Shmi asked, also having noticed. But Anakin knew it wasn't intended as a question. He got up to go find wherever Obi-Wan had disappeared to. It wasn't a large house, so Anakin couldn't even imagine getting lost in it. Nerves began to gnaw at his stomach as he headed down the hallway. Anakin assumed Obi-Wan had left to use the bathroom, but when he checked, the door was open and the lights were off. He poked his head into his old bedroom to see if Obi-Wan had wandered in there, and his heart sank when he discovered that Obi-Wan's coat and scarf were missing from the pile on the bed. Hastily, Anakin grabbed his own coat and shoved his arms into the sleeves as he hurried down the hall. Surely Obi-Wan wouldn't have just left without a word. Had Anakin pushed past that unspoken boundary? He had thought that Obi-Wan might actually reciprocate his feelings, but he had done an amazing job at pretending to love him earlier that day. It would have been nothing for Obi-Wan to keep up the act long enough to get through the evening with Anakin's family. Dread came rushing in, drowning every spark of hope that had ignited during Anakin's time with Obi-Wan. What if Anakin had truly only been the most convenient option for Obi-Wan's charade? What if Anakin had simply projected his own wishes onto every touch, every look, and every smile? A chill ran through his bones at the thought, lingering and tainting the air around him. But then he realized that there was a draft of cold air coming from the kitchen. The back door was ajar, and Anakin could see Obi-Wan standing outside in the cold and snow through the window. Obi-Wan whipped around when Anakin stepped outside as if he were surprised, or perhaps startled, that Anakin came to find him. "Sorry," Obi-Wan started. "I wasn't sure if the door would lock behind me, and I didn't want to disturb you by asking." Overcome with relief, Anakin rushed forward and wrapped his arms around Obi-Wan, holding him tightly. Anakin wanted to hold him so closely that Obi-Wan wouldn't feel the need to disappear from his side again. It only dawned on Anakin what he had done once he felt Obi-Wan's arms around his back, hesitantly returning the embrace. After a moment, Anakin loosened his hold on Obi-Wan and took a step back, staying as close as he dared, cautious of whatever boundaries may lay between them, but also horribly afraid that Obi-Wan might disappear if he were too far out of his reach.
"I thought you had left."
"What? No, I just needed a moment." Anakin watched Obi-Wan's eyes glance over his appearance, and he was suddenly aware of his horrid lack of winter apparel. All he had managed to grab was his coat before he rushed outside.
"Where's your scarf?"
"I forgot to grab it. I was so worried about you I could barely think straight," Anakin admitted sheepishly.
"Well, it sounds like you weren't thinking straight at all," Obi-Wan commented wryly, light dancing in his eyes as he teased Anakin.
"You're not wrong about that," Anakin laughed, and he almost felt warm despite the freezing night air. Obi-Wan's presence flickered a precious flame at the center of his chest, its warmth nearly enough to chase away the chill of winter. But there was still a question Anakin needed an answer to.
"You said you'd be right back. Why'd you come out here?"
"Anakin." He could listen to the cadence of his name falling from Obi-Wan's lips forever. His voice was tinged with fondness, but Anakin only found sadness when he looked into Obi-Wan's eyes.
"You've been so kind to me today. I hardly deserve it after everything I put you through earlier. I felt like I was intruding on your family's moment together."
"Don't be ridiculous. I invited you. I wouldn't have asked if I didn't want you here," Anakin huffed. "Besides, I'm glad I was with you earlier. I wouldn't have wanted you to go through everything at your grandfather's alone."
Obi-Wan gave a self-depreciating laugh. "I would have been okay."
"I don't doubt that, but no one deserves that shit, especially not from family."
Anger stirred within him at the fresh memory of what had transpired when they visited Obi-Wan's horrid grandfather. Anakin had only known him for a few hours, but from the moment they met, he'd felt improbably drawn to this man, and along with it came a fierce protectiveness. Even without Anakin's newfound desire to keep Obi-Wan safe, he wouldn't have wanted Obi-Wan to suffer through his grandfather's merciless judgment like that by himself.
"Thank you for today," Obi-Wan said quietly, but Anakin could hear the sincerity tucked carefully behind the words.
His heart ached for Obi-Wan. Anakin wanted nothing more than to piece together and fill in the gaps where Obi-Wan felt the need to hide and ensure that he never felt unwelcomed or unwanted in Anakin's presence ever again.
"Don't mention it," Anakin shrugged. "You still owe me anyway."
"Oh, I do?" Obi-Wan arched his eyebrow. "I thought you cashed in when you asked me to come along to your family's Christmas."
"Nah, if anything, you owe me double now," Anakin drawled, bumping his shoulder into Obi-Wan's.
"How about half?" Obi-Wan tried to bargain with him.
"It doesn't work in halves, and this is like part two of the favor anyway," Anakin answered airily before he added, "the part where the hero saves Christmas."
"So you're the hero now? Does that make me the damsel in distress?" Obi-Wan mused dryly.
"I'm always the hero, but I'd hardly say we're following the stereotypical hero story format here," Anakin grinned cheekily, leaning closer to Obi-Wan. "No, you're certainly not a damsel. Maybe the hero's sidekick?"
Obi-Wan gave him a swift smack on the arm for that, feigning irritation, but Anakin could see the mirth in his eyes. Anakin let his eyes graze over Obi-Wan, taking in the way his cheeks had turned rosy red from the cold. He admired the way snowflakes fluttered through the air and landed in Obi-Wan's lovely auburn hair, sprinkled in it like fairy dust that would allow him a wish. A wish Anakin hoped was reciprocated in the brisk air between them as he brushed the crystal snow off of Obi-Wan's hair. His hand lingered when he felt how soft the silky strands were, trailing his fingers through more to capture the feeling. He stared into Obi-Wan's eyes, the same sort of crystal blue as the icicles forming on the house behind them. As he tucked a lone strand of hair behind Obi-Wan's ear, Anakin watched Obi-Wan sigh in contentment, his eyelids closing as he leaned into the touch. Anakin recalled the vibrance and conviction in those gorgeous blue eyes when Obi-Wan had stood up for himself earlier.
"You're your own hero, Obi-Wan," Anakin murmured softly.
afraid of shattering the moment building between them.
I was in awe of you today.
His eyes snapped back open at Anakin's words, watching him hesitantly. Obi-Wan didn't say anything, but his brow furrowed, and Anakin fought the urge to kiss the lines away.
Honestly, when I agreed to this whole pretending scheme, I didn't know what to expect. Certainly not this. I really wanted to get to know you, to spend time with you instead of watching you from across a crowded room.
The words were flowing out of Anakin as he let himself get caught in the sudden burst of confidence.
It turned out to be so much more than I expected. Every moment I discover something new about you, something soft and warm and caring, you take away my breath even more. Obi-Wan, you're more than I could have ever dreamed you'd be.
I'm so glad that it was you. Obi-Wan placed his hand over Anakin's, and the heat of his hand melted away the bitter cold that had begun to set in. He pulled their hands away from his face, but then twined their fingers together, holding on to Anakin's hand tightly. The moment you stepped out of your car earlier, I thought the universe was playing a cruel joke on me, that I'd have to spend the day pretending that my feelings weren't real. But instead I got to discover the true depths of them. I discovered that this could be more than some passing fancy. That is, if that's something you want to. There was something akin to hope in Obi-Wan's expression, though it was guarded. There were no words to express Anakin's excitement, nothing that could precisely describe his elation and eagerness. Hoping to convey some semblance of his reciprocation, Anakin nodded his head so quickly he nearly gave himself whiplash. A brilliant smile flashed across Obi-Wan's face before a sudden streak of bashfulness had him looking away, shuffling his feet and kicking at the snow before he finally looked back up at Anakin, peering up at him from under thick eyelashes. So, Anakin, Obi-Wan leaned closer, and Anakin caught the way his eyes darted down to his mouth, just briefly. What do the heroes do after Christmas is saved?
Well, if we want to stick to the typical format, this is the part where the hero would get a kiss.
Anakin gently trailed his hand down Obi-Wan's arm as he leaned closer. They were so close. The wispy clouds of their breath mingled in what little space was between them. Anakin hardly managed to suppress the shiver that ran down his spine at the way Obi-Wan looked at him. The only thing he could hear was the pounding of his heart in his own ears, loudly keeping time with the seconds that seemed to stretch between them. Finally, Obi-Wan surged forward and closed the gap between them. His lips were cold from being exposed to the frosty air for so long, but they were still as soft as Anakin imagined. Slowly their lips warmed as they mingled together in a delicate give and take, Anakin returning the kiss in time. He cupped Obi-Wan's jaw, tilting his head for a better angle and smirking against Obi-Wan's mouth as he heard the man sigh softly into their kiss. He almost couldn't believe it was real. It was actually happening. After spending nearly the entire day just wanting to reach out and pull Obi-Wan into a kiss, to kiss the smile off his lips and taste his laughter, here they were. Anakin felt Obi-Wan slowly slide his hands underneath his coat, grabbing his waist to pull Anakin flush against him, and almost a violent shiver shook his body, though unfortunately from more than just the kiss and Obi-Wan's roaming hands, his teeth chattered as he tried to fight off the winter chill creeping into his bones. Regrettably, Obi-Wan pulled away at that moment and Anakin bit back a whine at the loss. He didn't want the moment he had waited for all day to be cut short by something as ridiculous as being cold. Obi-Wan surveyed his lack of proper winter attire and gave a short huff. Honestly, Anakin, are you trying to catch a cold? What were you thinking coming outside dressed like this? Obi-Wan chided him as he slipped off his own scarf and looped it around Anakin's neck. It was so warm, and it smelled like Obi-Wan's cologne. Anakin couldn't resist the urge to snuggle further into the scarf.
I was worried about you, Anakin mumbled into the scarf,
his pout hidden by the material now wrapped around him. That isn't necessary, Obi-Wan half-heartedly protested as he smoothed out the scarf, running his hands down Anakin's chest. Anakin wondered if Obi-Wan could feel the way his heart was trying to beat out of his ribcage.
You can say that all you want, but it's not going to stop me, Anakin retorted,
and Obi-Wan gave him the fondest look, a look Anakin was more than willing to be on the receiving end of in the future, universe permitting. Once Anakin was a bit more bundled up, Obi-Wan tugged on the ends of the scarf to bring Anakin in for another kiss. And then, the back door opened. Ahsoka popped her head out and surveyed the situation, smirking when she saw the state the two of them were in.
Oh good, I won't have to break out the mistletoe after all.
Anakin groaned in annoyance as he turned and glared at Ahsoka.
Why are you like this?
Hey, don't stand out here making out all night. Rex and I have to leave in another hour or so. She shot Anakin a sharp-toothed grin, though it held no malice behind it. If anything, Anakin would say she was enjoying seeing him happy. You know, I think this snow is the perfect density for making a good snowball, Obi-Wan pondered out loud as he scooped a handful off the top of the nearby patio table. Surprise skittered across Ahsoka's face before she sized up Obi-Wan, the familiar scrutinizing look sitting high on her cheekbones as Anakin had come to recognize it. Finally, just before the air turned awkward, she nodded to Anakin.
I approve of this one. We'll be back inside in a minute, Anakin waved her off.
Ahsoka gave a quick thumbs up before closing the door, leaving them alone again.
She's not watching from the window, is she?
Anakin asked in a hushed tone as he brought his left hand up to caress Obi-Wan's cheek. Obi-Wan discreetly peered around Anakin to check.
She doesn't appear to be, he whispered back.
Seemingly out of nowhere, Anakin was hit with a burst of laughter that devolved into actual giggling as the euphoria of the moment caught up with him. It must have been contagious as Obi-Wan joined in, pressing his forehead to Anakin's as he fell into a fit of amusement, too. Their laughter seemed to settle in Anakin's chest, the waves of it fluttering between his lungs and heart, pouring out into a happy glow upon his skin. She's endearing, Obi-Wan commented after the giggles subsided. Anakin groaned and rolled his eyes in exasperation.
Please don't let her catch you saying that. It'll just encourage her.
Obi-Wan took his hand, leading him toward the house. Come on. We should get back inside. Your family is waiting. Anakin gently squeezed his hand and nodded, allowing Obi-Wan to pull him back to the door. Right before Obi-Wan reached for the doorknob, he turned to Anakin and his smile faltered, causing Anakin's heart to skip, wondering what was on his mind. Thought wasn't just for practice, was it?
I think it's a little late for practice now, Anakin answered while trying to give Obi-Wan his best reassuring smile and chase away any doubts that remained.
It appeared to work as Obi-Wan's smile returned to his face. Good, Obi-Wan hummed before leaning in for another kiss, a chaste peck before opening the back door to go back inside. The rest of the evening passed in a blur of laughter and contentment, and Anakin felt lighter than he had in ages. Obi-Wan stayed close to his side the rest of their time there, casual touches and admiring looks making his chest glow with warmth and affection. Anakin wished the night would never end as he watched Obi-Wan with his family, eyes twinkling from more than just the lights on the tree. In lieu of a present, Shmi sent Obi-Wan home with a box of cookies, a hug, and a promise for him to come visit again sometime. The invitation to return was more like his mother's requirement to visit again, wrapped in the knowledge that she truly meant Obi-Wan was welcome any time. Obi-Wan fell quiet during their drive back to his apartment, and Anakin couldn't help but notice the way he held on tightly to the cookies the entire time, as if they were something precious. Through the clear window on the lid of the box, Anakin could see the little Obi-Wan gingerbread he'd decorated, carefully placed on top of the rest of the cookies. When Anakin parked his car outside of Obi-Wan's apartment, a kind of melancholy began to settle in his skin. He didn't want their time together to come to a close, but it was late, and he needed to get back home to R2, who'd most likely started knocking things off tables in retaliation for being left alone all day. He walked Obi-Wan to the door, and they lingered there for a moment, both clearly trying to avoid the goodbye that would bring an end to their night. Anakin's chest ached with how much he longed for more time with Obi-Wan. The taste he had gotten today only fueled the fire even more, and every fiber of his being burned with the desire to know Obi-Wan, to learn every little thing about him. What could make him smile and laugh without holding anything back? What could make his breath hitch and heart pound?
When can I see you again? Anakin blurted out before he blushed from his overeagerness.
Obi-Wan took a step closer, closing the gap between them. How about tomorrow? Around noon? Anakin tried to put on a coy smile, but it felt like fireworks lighting up his insides.
Hardly soon enough, but it'll have to do.
They were standing so close, Anakin could feel the breath of Obi-Wan's laughter before hearing it as he moved to kiss it off Obi-Wan's lips. He'd much rather make Obi-Wan breathless like this rather than through laughter. And there was no way he was letting the man leave without a goodbye kiss. He threaded his fingers through Obi-Wan's hair as he pushed harder into their kiss, deepening it before Obi-Wan broke their embrace with a chuckle. Anakin blinked his eyes open to see Obi-Wan gazing at him endearingly. "Anakin, dearest, you're going to smosh the cookies." He jiggled the box a bit. Its corners were a bit bent after getting squished between them. "I'll see you tomorrow," Obi-Wan called out as Anakin began to reluctantly head back to his car. His hair was a bit ruffled from their kiss, and the sight of Obi-Wan, even just slightly disheveled, made Anakin's stomach do a flip. "I'll see you in my dreams," Anakin was hardly thinking as the words left his mouth, too caught up in his own giddiness and excitement, and he bet Obi-Wan could see the way his face flushed even 15 feet away. "I don't have all the fun with dream me," Obi-Wan winked as he leaned his hip against the railing on the apartment steps, thankfully unperturbed by Anakin's forwardness. Anakin nearly tripped over the curb, but he regained his balance by catching himself on his car. When he recovered, he shot Obi-Wan a jaunty grin. "I make no promises." He waited until Obi-Wan was inside the door before he drove away, chest bubbling with excitement for tomorrow. By the time Anakin made it back to his own apartment, he could barely contain himself. He scooped R2 up the moment he walked in the door and tried to nuzzle the cat, much to R2's dismay as he grumbled and shoved his little paws in Anakin's face to push him away.
"I see you missed me while I was gone today."
Anakin's voice was muffled by R2's fluff. He let R2 back onto the floor and the cat chirped as Anakin checked his food and water before heading to his bedroom. He quickly changed out of his clothes and flopped onto the bed, burrowing into the warm blankets. R2 immediately curled up on his legs before he could even get comfortable.
"He's incredible, buddy,"
Anakin sighed wistfully as he stared up at the ceiling. R2 gave a clipped meow as if he were doubtful.
"I think even you would like him."
Anakin thought he'd be too excited to be able to fall asleep, but after he finally scooted the cat around enough to get comfortable, he quickly drifted off to sleep, filled with thoughts of soft smiles and softer lips. The next day, when Anakin showed up at Obi-Wan's apartment for their actual date, he was brimming with nervous energy. As he waited outside for Obi-Wan to come down, he fiddled with the bow he'd stuck on top of his head, hoping it looked at least vaguely okay. Ahsoka had laughed at him when he called her this morning to tell her his plan, but had ultimately been supportive and jokingly called him Lover Boy before hanging up. He ran out of time to regret his idea as Obi-Wan walked out of the apartment and stopped dead in his tracks the moment his eyes fell on Anakin standing on the sidewalk with the shiny red gift bow in his hair.
"Yesterday was so short notice I wasn't able to actually get you anything."
Anakin's words came out in a rush as he flushed under Obi-Wan's gaze.
"So, I'm your present?"
He gestured to the bow and laughed sheepishly. Obi-Wan stepped forward and gave him a short peck on the lips that did wonders to calm his nerves. "The perfect present," he whispered against Anakin's mouth. Relieved his idea wasn't a disaster, Anakin cupped Obi-Wan's face and pulled him in for another kiss. He couldn't help but get lost in the feel of Obi-Wan's lips against his own, the newness and excitement of it almost making him forget they had plans in the first place. When they finally broke apart, Anakin brushed his thumb along Obi-Wan's cheekbone, openly admiring the deep pink that had bloomed across his pale skin. "I don't think it would be proper to unwrap my present out here on the street, but perhaps later?" Obi-Wan chuckled, and the roughness of his voice sent a jolt down Anakin's spine. But no sooner than the words had left his mouth, Obi-Wan bit his lip and averted his gaze, appearing suddenly nervous. "Or just eventually, at some point down the road, if that's something you would want as well." It was kind of adorable to see Obi-Wan worried that he had overstepped, but Anakin didn't dwell on it for too long. He placed a short, chaste kiss on Obi-Wan's lips to chase away his worries.
"Perhaps,"
he answered with a coy smile before pulling away.
"Okay, where to?"
Anakin asked as he took Obi-Wan's hand in his own. "Well, there's this coffee shop a couple blocks away, and they have the most excellent teas and baked goods, too." Obi-Wan twined his fingers with Anakin's as they started down the sidewalk. "I thought we could just get to know each other better, see where it goes." Anakin's heart swelled as he recalled the scenario he had jokingly conjured up for their fake first date. The fact that Obi-Wan had remembered endeared him impossibly more to the man.
Ooh, I've never been kicked out of a coffee shop before.
The end.
Pick me if you need a guy within 100 miles who likes to use a Gemini, has family in Ohio. It's free this Friday night and just might make you smile. I know there's other fish in the sea, but pick me.